From Spark and Anvil and Sleuth Lab, this is Sketch in Chapter 1 of the Sleuth Lab cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. At the edge of the school garden, where a row of seed trays had been knocked off a shelf overnight, a heron named Sketch stood very still, not touching anything, drawing. Sketch's notebook filled quickly, the trays where they'd fallen, the exact scatter of the spilled soil, a single clear boot-shaped gap in the mud where no soil had landed, the open gate, the direction the watering can had rolled, measurements down the margin, a little compass rose in the corner. The detective club crowded in behind, hands already reaching. "Let's pick everything up and look for clues." "Wait," said Sketch, wing out. Once you pick it up, the scene is gone forever. The way things fell is the clue. The gap in the mud, the direction of the roll, what landed where. Move one tray and you've erased a sentence you can't get back. So we record it first. Draw it, measure it, photograph it. Capture the whole scene exactly as we found it. Then we're free to pick things up, because the scene is safe in the notebook now.
Have you ever wished you'd taken a picture of how something looked before it got moved? What did that lost-it feeling remind you of? Sketch had learned this from a case the club solved wrong, twice, because the scene got tidied before it got recorded. It was the mystery of the classroom hamster's escape. The club had rushed in, scooped up the tipped cage, straightened the chewed corner, wiped the little muddy tracks off the desk to clean up, and then started asking how the hamster got out. But by then, the answer had been mopped away. The tracks would have shown the direction. The exact angle of the tipped cage would have shown a push versus a slip. The chewed corner, before it was straightened, would have shown whether the hamster chewed out or someone opened the latch. All gone, all erased by helpful hands. Sketch, young and frozen at the back, had felt something ache. It wasn't the club being careless, exactly. They'd been trying to help. That was almost worse. The scene's whole story had been destroyed by good intentions moving too fast. A scene is a page that can only be read once, Sketch had understood then. And most of the time, someone tidies it before anyone thinks to read it. From that day on, Sketch drew first and touched second, always.
Sketch walked to the Sleuth Lab Academy with a notebook already soft at the corners from use. Inspector Vex met Sketch and asked the question, "How do you keep a scene's story?" Sketch answered by asking Inspector Vex not to move and then quietly sketching the office exactly as it was that moment. The tilt of the desk lamp, the three books left open, the chair pushed back at an angle, and writing the time at the top. "There," Sketch said, holding up the page. "Now, whatever gets moved in this room in the next hour, we can always come back to how it truly was. A scene doesn't wait for us to be ready. It starts disappearing the second someone walks through it. So the first job, before any theory, before any touching, is to make the scene permanent on paper." Inspector Vex studied the little drawing, and the accuracy of it, and nodded slowly. "You are appointed."
In Sketch's workshop, a young fox fidgeted, itching to act. "Sketch, drawing takes ages, and my theory is right there. Can't I just grab the boot print tray and match it while it's fresh?" Sketch handed the fox a pencil instead of the tray. "Here's the trap. The moment your theory feels right is the most dangerous moment to start moving things. Because now you'll only see what fits your theory, and you'll tidy away the parts that don't. Not on purpose, just because you're excited and not looking anymore. Recording the whole scene first, before you have a favorite answer, is how you protect the clues that might change your mind. Draw everything, even the boring parts, even the parts that don't fit, especially those. The scene you capture with no theory yet is honest. The scene you capture after you've decided is just your theory wearing a costume." The fox took the pencil, still restless. "But what if I record the boring parts and none of them matter?"
then you've lost 5 minutes, Sketch said. Skip them and pick up the wrong tray, and you might lose the whole answer. Or worse, find a wrong one and believe it.
Think of a time slowing down to really look paid off. What did noticing carefully feel like in your body? The fox started to draw, grudgingly at first, then slower, then really looking, and something in the fidget went quiet. Huh, the fox said after a while, pencil pausing. I didn't even see that second set of prints until I had to draw them. I would have stepped right on them. That's the secret nobody believes until it happens to them, Sketch said, warm. Drawing isn't the slow part getting in the way of noticing. Drawing is noticing. Your hand makes your eye go where it skipped. Sketch tapped the page gently. And there's a feeling that comes with it, that settled, unhurried focus, when the whole loud rush to solve it goes still, and you're just seeing what's actually there. That calm is where the real clues live. The fast, excited part of you runs right past them. The slow, seeing part of you catches them. The fox looked down at the two sets of prints they'd almost trampled and felt the steadiness of having seen, and kept drawing.